The basic education access module is designed to assist learners who are vulnerable. Now, a vulnerable learner is someone who's coming from a family where the family ordinarily cannot afford to pay for their learning materials, to pay for their tuition fees, to pay for the basics. So these are people who are catered for by the basic education access module. Now, the sons and daughters of the teacher are now vulnerable because the teacher is underpaid by the same government which is disbursing this BEAM facility. So our position is the sons and daughters of the teachers should all benefit from any government facility that is targeted to support vulnerable children. Government has made promises to support the learning of children of teachers, but they have not released enough funds for that facility. Now we have a situation where a teacher is teaching in a classroom where their own son or daughter is not allowed to be in the class because they cannot afford to pay for their fees. They cannot afford to buy their learning materials. So it's unacceptable to convict and sentence a teacher who is only trying to facilitate the learning of their own children so that they can teach other people's children while their own are benefiting from the same education.
If that is the case, are you saying that it is okay to commit a crime? Because if you use a property that is not intended for you, that is illegal. I'm asking this question because it seems to me that your union feels that because the government has not paid the teachers well, that it is okay to do what they did.
We have to attack the root cause of the problem. We don't deal with symptoms. We confront the system. What made the deputy head poor? Why are the children of the head desperate? We have a system that is well designed to give a token of support to vulnerable children. Yet this is the same system which is creating vulnerability. So they create vulnerability in the house of the school head and then deploy the same school head to try to attend to other vulnerable children. Whilst are not addressing the vulnerability in the house of the same officer who is being deployed to deal with the vulnerable children. So the head would be committing a serious sin against his own children if he was going to be supporting vulnerable children in the community, yet his own vulnerable children are suffering at home, are being denied access to education.